And now may I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So much seems to have happened in recent times, hasn't it? We've had COVID, followed by the war in Ukraine, with the threat of World War III and nuclear annihilation. And of course, we've got the ongoing cost of living crisis, getting worse, it seems, every day. How does this all make you feel? What is your reaction to it? We may feel like locking ourselves in behind closed doors because that feels safe. But can we lock out our inner fears? So what are your own experiences and how are you feeling coming to church this morning? John tells us that the disciples in our reading this morning have been in hiding behind locked doors. They're keeping the world out and afraid of what's going to happen to them, despite Jesus having come among them the week before, bringing them peace, joy, and hope. I encourage you to just look at the small section before our reading today when Jesus stands among them, giving them the gift of the Holy Spirit and commissioning them to go out into the world, to love as he has loved, to serve others and forgive others in order to build God's kingdom. But what's really striking is that they're behind closed doors again. They've seen Jesus, and yet they're still in fear. Thomas, we're told, wasn't there with them the week before, and he finds it really difficult to believe that Jesus has been risen from the dead. He finds it difficult to believe his friend's words, and he's been known throughout history since, hasn't he, as Doubting Thomas. But let's just pause for a moment and imagine ourselves in this scene and try and get into Thomas's head. What is he thinking and feeling? Thomas has had this bad rap for being a doubter. But really, Thomas is only asking for what the others had experienced, to see Jesus in the flesh for himself. And let's not forget that the other disciples hadn't believed the women initially either, had they? When Mary Magdalene and the other women told them that they'd seen Jesus in the garden, they too doubted and needed to see Jesus to believe. And Jesus finds them locked in behind closed doors and afraid in chapter 20. And Jesus comes to them and stands before them, shows them his wounds and gives them his peace. What must Thomas feel when he now too suddenly sees Jesus before him, when Jesus invites him to touch his hands and touch his wounds and to believe? Jesus isn't cross with him, is he? It's not words of reproach that he offers to Thomas. It's words of compassion and peace. And Thomas moves from doubt to a profound affirmation, perhaps the most beautiful expression of faith in the Bible, and exclaims, "My Lord and my God." So is he really doubting Thomas, or maybe honest Thomas, for expressing his thoughts and feelings and doubts? What really matters in this passage is the fact that Thomas believes. He chooses to believe, and in his belief expresses a profound faith. So maybe instead of doubting Thomas, he should be known as believing Thomas. On our own faith journey, everyone has doubts, and not everyone chooses to believe. Following Jesus, as we all know, is a lifelong spiritual journey, a journey of faith and of relationship with God. It's not always easy, is it? Things can go wrong in our lives, and we've all here been touched by illness, bereavement, suffering, disappointments. Life's ups and downs really challenge and test our faith, because we can feel at times that we are alone, that God is not listening and not working, that God is absent. We can sometimes be tested beyond our own endurance, calling us to question, doubt, and fear. But Thomas shows us the importance of being open about our questions, doubts, and fears, because it is good to ask these questions and to bring all our doubts and deepest fears to God. Wrestling with things is healthy and important for our faith, because honesty with God enables us to grow in our faith and in our Christian maturity. It's important for us to think critically and to live faithfully. And Thomas shows us that even Jesus' closest friends had their doubts. But he trusted enough in him. And that Thomas' experience also shows us that Jesus meets us too, wherever we are on our life's journey, bringing us words of peace and of hope. Jesus can't be stopped by locked doors. He can't be stopped by centuries of history. He comes to us wherever we are, and especially if we're hiding among our own fears and doubts and disappointments, and says to us this morning, hear it again. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. What an incredible blessing for us all here today, for those of us who hear Jesus' words, have learnt from him and his ministry through the Gospels and through Paul's letters, and have chosen to believe. Thomas's anger and doubt led him to discover the deep faith he had in Jesus, moving from this doubt to praise and belief and overwhelming joy. And it's a moment of wonder, isn't it? Jesus' willingness to meet Thomas exactly where he needed to be met. And a moment of wonder for us too. For Jesus is willing to meet us exactly where we need to be met too. So let's just go back to the question I asked earlier. How are you feeling this morning? Well, I ask again, how are you feeling now this morning? How does your heart respond to Jesus' presence and peace? Let's let Thomas's words resonate and echo in our own hearts and minds. And let's go out into our week with Jesus's blessing shaping and underpinning everything we do. Amen.